Hello and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 21st of May, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Storytime Part 3, Letters on the Grave. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and three times a week I will be bringing you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills and to give you good practice. Letters on the Grave. Since the stranger's visit at Cranshaw's cafe, rumours were buzzing around the village. Was what he had said actually true? Who was he? How did he know so much about this old, sad story? And what had happened to Peter Whitcomb's family? "You know, it's really about time we put this whole incident behind us," said Reverend Holtworth in his church office. Thomas Black had come by to tell him the latest rumours. He actually felt a bit childish reporting the stranger's tale, but on the other hand, he felt that the vicar should know what was being talked about. "I've no doubt some idiot was up there in the bell tower and disappeared before we got there. And now, well, you know village stories, they just get bigger and bigger," said Thomas apologetically, seeing a look of irritation growing on the vicar's face. "Well, we've both got work to do, Thomas, but I appreciate you letting me know. I've got a regional meeting in an hour, and a wedding to do out of town this afternoon," said the vicar, putting on his overcoat. "I hear you," said Thomas. "I've got orders up to my ears. Business is good at the moment. We can hardly turn out enough cabinets. Everyone seems to want them." He followed the vicar out of the church and to the parking lot. "We've got a lot to be thankful for," said the vicar out of his window as he drove off. Thomas stood and watched him leave. He considered him a good friend. The whole Black family had been churchmen for generations, vicars even. Thomas was the first to break that tradition. He had a passion for wood and building, so as he was a straightforward man, he had set up his business and done well. But he had an attachment to things of the church, and would help out where and when he could. He took a deep breath, taking in the view of the village that he loved so much. Everything was green or in flower, and the air was heavy with the smells of the season. As he turned his head to look at the trees in the graveyard, his eye caught a light, dry spot among the graves. He walked over and saw that a large clump of ivy had been pulled back from what looked like a very old grave. He bent down and wiped the earth away from the lettering. W-H-I-T-C-O-M-E. He stood up quickly, eyes wide, and he looked around to see if anyone else was close by. It must have been a recent uncovering, because the ivy roots were not completely dry. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. Sorry my voice is still a bit croaky. I hope you could understand me well enough. Please drop me a line, my email address, acupofenglish@live.com. Let me know what you think. Give me some feedback about the story. And check out the text at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. I look forward to podcasting for you next week. Take care. Thanks so much. Goodbye.